Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. I'm Brandon Tabb, and pleased to be joined now by Jefferson County North football coach. That is Jeff Schneider. They get set for week number two tomorrow night when they go to Horton to take on the Chargers. So Charger v. Charger battle coming up in the NEKL tomorrow night. But coach, a lot to dissect from week one. Certainly a tale of two halves. You know, we'll kind of break it down. But ultimately, Riverside, a 41-28 victory in the opener for them over you guys. Take us back to it and just kind of the general thoughts and takeaways.
Well, I thought it was a really good game, actually. Kind of a playoff atmosphere. I thought two really good teams kind of slugging it out. Back and forth, several lead changes. I think both teams were very competitive and very physical game. You kind of hit the nail right on the head there. Tale of two halves. We did really well in the first half. Carried some momentum into the halftime. Got a turnover right before half, keeping out of the end zone, and carried our lead in. Second half, they scored first. We answered, and then they scored again. And then as the game progressed, they got that last touchdown to seal it. Late in the fourth quarter, but kind of put us away there. I thought we played really well. Execution wise, there's a few things that we want to try to touch up. Obviously, watching the film, that sort of thing. Going from week one to week two, we hope we can do that. Practice time was pretty limited with the weather, those sort of things. So. A lot that we can learn and grow from. But I thought, all in all, I was very happy with the way that our team competed against a really good opponent. I think we're going to get to the end of the year and figure out that Riverside's a pretty good team, just like we knew going into the year. And I think we have a lot of potential as well.
Got a lot of bodies in the backfield, who had an opportunity to run the football. Knox Heston, Chris Knoll, Merrick Knoll all finding the end zone. But it was Merrick who led the charge with not just two touchdowns on the night, but 21 carries for 135 yards. Starts with the guys up front, but what'd you like about Merrick and the way he ran the ball?
Well, the thing that we just grown accustomed to with him, he's been a starter since backfield since his sophomore year, and I've said this about Merrick a lot. He's got two speeds, and it's stop and it's full throttle. I mean, he runs hard. He does everything to the best of his ability and gives pure effort on every snap. So I think he runs hard. I think he's he's very strong, stocky, elusive, runs with some power. And got a little bit of wiggle, so got a lot out of him. I think Knox is a very similar game. Both those guys are really strong athletes for us. And then Chris is elusive in the open field, and we were able to get him there just a couple times. So I thought the offensive line did a really good job. Riverside is arguably the biggest offensive defensive line we're going to face all year long. If you look at the starting five across on offense, they're big. We are typically, as it is in 1A football, we are typically outsized up front, but I think our offensive line, we return a lot of guys, and I think they just play tough. I think our guys play with high energy and did a really good job against them, competed against a much larger opponent. So very happy with a lot of things. But like I said, we got some things we want to continue to work on too.
How about your quarterback, Brody Van Dyke, who made that first start? He's been playing since his freshman year at wide receiver, but he takes over, at the quarterback position for Will Elias, and he goes 9-13 passing for 83 yards. How would you dissect Brody's play in the week one game last week?
I thought he had a really good game. He broke loose on a couple scrambles as well, and gained a first down for us near the end zone. I think maybe out at the one or two, somewhere along those lines, we were able to get a touchdown off of that. I thought he showed good composure in the pocket. Brody has a lot of confidence, and he's a very good leader. He's very coachable, listens to what we say, and then he'll echo it in the huddle back to the team. So for first time out in a varsity start, I thought he did a tremendous job, and a lot of upside there, a lot of potential that we're going to try to untap, and I think he's going to have a tremendous career at that position.
Couple more minutes. Jeff Schneider joining us, Jefferson County North football coach, Coach's Insight here on Care Country, getting you set for week two of high school football tomorrow night. So you look to bounce back. Are you expecting that noticeable week one to week two improvements, in all facets with the team here this week?
Well, that's the goal. I think big improvement from week one to week two. The biggest challenge for us here coming up, as usual, Horton has tremendous size, and looks like they're running a new system. So offensively, we've got a lot of prep we've got to put in on that. The thing looking at our schedule that I pointed out to our players is we open at home, which is tremendous, but our next 3 weeks are on the road. So I told them we got to get a road warrior mentality to where we embrace that and embrace that challenge. It's going to be a while, it'll be a month before we get back to home. So we've got to be sharp every week out. And, you know, we hope the growth shows this week. We've had a little bit better week of practice. I'm hoping to get back after it again here today, a little bit later. But, you know, excited for the opportunity. Once you get into games, the routine, you know, obviously it becomes very routine, but the weeks go by a whole lot faster than the first couple did without a game. So, you know, we're excited for the opportunity, and we know it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, what stands out about Horton? Obviously, Coach Richardson, year two, so they finally have been able to build some continuity within the program. They've been shuffling head coaches, you know, before this year, you know, each of the last, what is it, 3, 4, or 5 years. So, one, just, you know, being able to get the continuity within the coaching staff. They have better numbers. You mentioned they're always big up front. You know, they took a lump last week to Moore Hill, and, you know, the Ravens could be one of the more improved teams in this league. But, you know, just seeing some continuity within Horton and, you know, getting those numbers up, that was obviously big for them.
Well, I don't know if I could say it better. You're reading my mind there. You know, the continuity in coaching, you hear the same message over and over. They always have size, always big up front. And I know that their powerlifting program is good, so I know those kids are strong as well, too. You know, I know Coach Richardson well. He's very much like me. He's an alumni there, a lot of pride in that program, and I know he wants to build it. So his numbers getting up is a good start. I know he's got a lot of younger kids. Hopefully they can develop those and, you know, play some JV games along the way and, you know, just continue to build. You put a stone in the wall and you just continue to stack on top of it. And I think that's, he's heading in the right direction is what it's looking like.
Finally, Coach, give us some keys. What do you want to see? What's it going to take to get a win on Friday night at Horton?
Well, I thought we played a pretty clean game, Riverside week one. I thought the one point of emphasis for us is we had double-digit penalties. We were 10 penalties in week one, so we need to clean that part of it up. Had some that, you know, stalled a drive for us and one that extended one of the Riverside drives. So penalties are going to be big for us heading into week two. We got to clean that aspect of it up. And then, you know, obviously you want to take care of the football. We did a pretty good job in that, but I think, you know, trying to create more turnovers is going to be something that we want to try to focus on with our defense as well, too. But, you know, the game's won in the trenches, and I think we've got to be physical.
There it is, Jefferson County North football coach joining us. That is Jeff Schneider. JCN coming off the week one loss to Riverside. They'll bounce back first to three consecutive games on the road for JCN. And that stretch starting tomorrow night on the road at Horton. Coach, can't thank you enough per usual for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Hey, appreciate your time.